I was reminded over the holidays of my limitations and weaknesses. There's nothing like family to pull out the best in us, is there? I love spending time with my family and friends, but as an introvert, it is also draining. Over the years, I have learned that I need to pace myself and even purposely schedule alone time during busy social weekends. It's how I recharge. I have learned a lot about my limitations, but over Christmas, I found I still have much to learn. As I rarely see my family, it was difficult to allow myself time in seclusion. After several days with family, I became exhausted and began shutting down socially. Needless to say, that led to misunderstandings with family members. Time after time over the years, I have been frustrated by the degree of my introversion. At times, it's resulted in hot, angry tears or in tears of grief. I've asked God why He created me this way, since He desires us to be in relationship with one another. Why would He design within me a need to be anti-relational? This line of thought caused me to view my introversion as a curse. Only recently have I learned otherwise. God has been showing me that our weaknesses are also our strengths, and our strengths can also be our weaknesses. How does that make sense? Let's take my introverted tendencies as an example. My need for seclusion is a social weakness, but it's also what makes me great at studying and teaching. I enjoy thinking deeply, figuring out puzzles in scripture, and how passages work and fit together. If I weren't an introvert, studying and writing would be very difficult. Recently, I met a brilliant scholar and author. He was very open about his weakness. He has diagnosed OCD, which impairs him socially and in life in general. However, it's also the same condition that causes him to excel brilliantly in his research and work. His weakness is his strength. We can also see examples of this in the Bible. Let's consider King David. He was a brilliant poet and mighty warrior. He was passionate about life and God and allowed himself to freely express his emotions. This is a strength. We have many beautiful examples of David being raw and open before the Lord, pouring out his heart in grief or in praise. He fought Goliath due to this passion. David's strength was also his weakness. His passion also led him into adultery and his might into murder. Our strength can be our weakness. Our weakness can be our strength. What is one of your strengths? Have you ever considered how it could be a weakness? Don't fall prey to the idea that it is always a strength. Recognizing your strength as a weakness upholds it as an asset. Denying that a strength can lead to weakness makes one susceptible to damage. Perhaps your strength is your competitive edge. Your competitiveness is what spurs you on to succeed and excel. It is a great strength that drives you to be the best of the best. In this strength, also consider, is your competitiveness hamstringing relationships? As in driving, use your competitive gift to keep your eyes on the road, but regularly check the gauges and mirrors to ensure relationships aren't suffering. Maybe you are personable and outgoing. You have the gift of making people feel welcome and included. You love being around people and interacting with them. Do you find silence and stillness difficult? There is a beauty and knowledge of self and God that comes with silence. Nothing precious is gained easily. Remember, God Himself says, "Be still and know that I am God." Take some time to think about how your strengths might be weaknesses, and your weaknesses might be strengths. I found that my greatest weakness is also my greatest strength. What I once viewed as a curse is also a blessing. God indeed works in mysterious ways.